You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. Today, we are concentrating on all things tech because it's Tech Tuesday with Tienus, and he's from Bandwidth Blog. As always, we will upload this interview right on there, and you can go and check out even more to do with tech and science, and then you can be interesting at parties, right, Tienus?
Let's hope so.
Today, we're talking about some interesting developments in AI. Dun, dun,
dun. It never stands still these days. It's every week there's something new coming, and it's a bit of a hype train, yes, but there's a lot of actual usable, interesting things that are coming out at the same time as well.
I just keep saying, man, people need to watch Terminator again because this stuff is getting scary.
Well, especially when we see what OpenAI has done now with GPT-4o. So it is the latest version of ChatGPT, mm-hmm. essentially. But this one, it's called 4o because it stands for Omni. So it means that it can have inputs not just in text, like on ChatGPT, but it can be photos, it can be audio, it can be video. It's fascinating what they've done and kind of built this kind of all-round AI system. For example, in some of the demos, what they do is they talk to ChatGPT on the app and they share their screen, and the AI can read what's happening on the screen, and you can, for example, have GPT as a tutor. So there was a boy, he was learning his trigonometry, and GPT-4o was kind of pushing him in the right direction, asking him questions. So what do you call that? And then he writes it, and then it goes, yes, that's correct, or no, that's not correct, on the screen. So it's very interesting. You can hold it up, use your phone's camera, and you can ask it, what do you see? And it'll tell you what's in the room around you. You can have conversations with it about pretty much anything now. So I think it's a fascinating technology, but that's all been overshadowed by the fact that it has voices, obviously, because it's speaking to you. And one of the voices that was used was, if not exactly the same, very, very similar to Scarlett Johansson's.
I read about this.
And it's become a whole big thing now because apparently right before this came out, about 6 months ago, they asked her, can we use your voice? Because she's obviously famous for her voice from the movie Her. And she said, no, she's not interested. And then they asked her again 2 or 3 weeks before it was launched. And again, she said no. And then this comes out and she starts getting messages from her family. She's like, did you do this? This sounds exactly like you. And she's, nope, I didn't do it. So now it's a whole mess of a thing for OpenAI to sort out. I'm not sure how they did that. It seems a little bit foolish, let's say.
Apparently, they used the AI to almost copy her voice in terms of inflection and those kind of thing, and it was nearly her voice.
It was trained off some recordings of her voice and those kind of things, which, you know, it feels like the same thing,
yes,
especially when it sounds so similar. They did remove it, but she's still moving forward with that. with the suit. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And then lastly, very interesting AI news in terms of music streaming. So YouTube Music, obviously not as popular as Apple Music or Spotify, but it's growing quickly. It's my preferred platform because I just think the algorithms and the recommendations are way better. So the AI is very much part of all of these streaming services, and YouTube Music has now added another AI feature called Hum to Search. So if you remember Shazam, you know, you would use the app
and
you would listen to a song and it'll tell you exactly what that song is. It kind of works like that, but instead, if you don't remember the lyrics, you don't exactly know how it goes, you just hum into the app. You know, if you've got a little bit of the of the cadence of the song, it tries to figure that out with AI, and it'll serve the song to you. You know, that when you've got that some song stuck in your head and you have no idea what it is, you don't know the lyrics, you don't actually know how it goes, and you can try this and hopefully you can find that song. I think it's fascinating.
That is insane. Hopefully it doesn't get confused, because you know there are varying degrees of success when it comes to singing in tune. Well, if you want to find out more, you can go to Bandwidth Blog and find out everything about science and tech. So we'll catch Tienus next week for more Tech Talk Tuesday with Tienus.